God is good this morning. Amen. Would you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, beginning with the verse 11 through part of 14. The message has been before me for several days now, and sometimes you get a feeling about a message. And this is one of those that the Holy Spirit has been impressing upon me. And beginning with verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you." And I want to stop the reading right there. I want to use for a theme, "I know the thoughts I think towards you, to give you an expected end." Would you bow your heads with me this morning? Holy Spirit, as we present this word this morning, we pray, Lord, that you anoint these lips of clay, that you get my mind out of the way, but let me flow in the Spirit this morning, because you surely have a message to deliver. You surely have a word of encouragement, O God, to present. You surely reach to someone here this morning. And we pray, Lord, our hearts would be open to receive what you have for us. And we give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You know, the background of Jeremiah's ministry was directed to the southern kingdom of Judah during the last 45 years of his history. He lived to witness the Babylonian invasions of Judah, and that resulted in the destruction of the Jerusalem and the temple. And this book was written to reveal inevitably the an inescapable judgment of God when his people broke the covenant and persisted in rebellion against God and his word. Jeremiah prophesied, we didn't read the 10th verse, but there'd be 70 years of captivity, but then a new fullness of time would occur, and God would then move within a holy remnant, that they would seek him in prayer and with all their hearts, and he would listen and answer and fulfill his promise. And this word to me is timeless. It was for Jeremiah's time. Judah was in captivity. And this letter is to those captives. But this letter goes beyond. The word of God in this, to me, is just timeless, because it speaks to our situation. It speaks to where we are in our lives. And as I pondered about this, I thought about what God said. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And I'm thinking, he's talking to Israel. He's talking to the Israelites. He's talking to the people of God who have been up and down in their walk with him. They've been rebellious. They've been backslidden. They followed him up and down as time went on. But he still, in spite of all their history, in spite of all their ups and downs, he still says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you look at the history of Israel. After David died and Solomon took over, and then after he died, his son Rehoboam took over, and the kingdom split. 10 tribes rebelled because of his decisions, and they became the northern kingdom of Israel, and the two remaining tribes became Judah and the southern kingdom. And the northern kingdom went into idolatry, and before long, They were captive. The southern kingdom followed them some time later. But God was faithful in all that happened. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for a God like that? A God, Lord, didn't you see what they're doing? Oh, I saw it, but I love them. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Praise God, thoughts of peace and not of evil. God's thoughts to us. In the Gospel of John, the first chapter, it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Just as a person's word reveal his heart and mind, Christ, as the Word, reveals the mind of God to us. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of God's thoughts to us. Praise God. He's an emblem of those thoughts. Praise the Lord. What are his thoughts to us? As I began to prepare and think about the scriptures that just began to flow through me and come to me, it made me excited. It made me excited to think about. You know, you hear today in social areas they says, you know, our thoughts are with you. Our thoughts are with you. Our thoughts are with you. We hear that, you know, people going through things. Our thoughts are with you. This isn't that. This isn't that. This is much deeper than that. Praise God. What are God's thoughts to us? Think about that for a moment. Jesus Christ. That's God's thought to us. He sent his Son, the Redeemer. We were lost. We once had no hope. All we had was the law. But he sent his Son. His Son, the perfect sacrifice, who walked perfectly, sinless, spotless in this world, and died on a cruel cross to pay the price of your sin and my sin. We could not do it. We could not do it. Well, I'll just live right. You can't live right enough. The righteousness of man, filthy rag before God. That's what the Word says. You can't live right enough. Oh, no. But Jesus and the enemy says, well, I won. He's dead. Oh, no, his death. He was sinless to death. He paid the price. His blood was shed that our sin could be forgiven. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the grave couldn't contain him. He rose up out of the grave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And now, because of his sacrifice, because of his resurrection, we have hope. John writes, "And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Praise the Lord. They forget about that part. Not to condemn, but they might be saved. In 1 John, he writes in his epistle, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." In the next verse, it says, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Peter writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Are you paying attention? I know the thoughts I have towards you. Here are the thoughts that he has towards us. Praise God. The Word of God is full of promises, full of thoughts that he has for us. Praise the Lord. Let me go on. 1 Timothy, Paul writes, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" In Titus, he writes, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men." 2 Peter In his epistle, he writes, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. I know the thoughts I think towards you." And these apostles, these writers of the Old New Testament and Old Testament, they express God's thoughts towards us, praise God. It is a gift of God. Paul writes to Romans, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." He writes in the 8th chapter, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Praise the Lord. Can you get a hold of that for a moment? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Paul writes to Ephesians, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God." The grace that causes us to be saved is a gift of God. Praise the Lord. If God wanted to judge us and condemn us, we would be gone a long time ago. He would never have sacrificed his son. He would never have offered him up on the cross, never. But God's love, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you." A backslidden, in captivity people, "I know the thoughts I think towards you." He saw you when you were afar off. He saw you when you were in sin. He saw you when you were rebellious. He saw you when you didn't want any part of God. He saw you when you were running with that bad crew. He saw you when you were drinking that alcohol. He saw you when you were taking those drugs. He saw you, praise the Lord. And he's saying, "I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thoughts of deliverance. The psalmist writes, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Paul writes in Corinthians, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it." We won't be tried above our abilities. There is grace. There is strength. Praise God. God is so faithful. In Timothy, Paul writes, "And the Lord shall deliver thee, me, from every evil work, and will preserve me into his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." His divine promises. These are the thoughts of God. Peter writes in the second epistle, "Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." What did God do? That's saying a lot, and that's all summarized in that sentence. But God sent his son to die, to pay the price of our sins, to redeem us, to be cleansed from our sins, that the vessel, this body, the vessel could be cleaned, that the Holy Spirit could come in, the divine nature could come in to the vessel because it's cleansed, hallelujah, and give us the power to live the life and overcome, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord, giving us all things that pertain unto life and godliness too. Jesus said in Mark, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible." Oh, thank you, Lord. If you can believe, all things are possible. Oh, praise God. Oh, what does that mean? It means if you can believe, all things are possible. It's as simple as that, brother. Hallelujah. Jesus told his disciples, recorded in the Gospel of John, "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth in me, The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Answers to prayer. Listen to this. In Mark, he says, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Oh, praise God. He says in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Luke, Jesus said, and I say unto you, ask and you shall, it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He also said in Luke, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, evil spirits. I give you power over them. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you stop, there's many more scriptures I could go to. I don't want to prolong. But do you understand God's thoughts towards us? That's the background. That's what God, I know the thoughts I think towards you, and I'm rehearsing them with you. These are some of the thoughts that God has towards us. And I say to you this morning, you have situations in front of you in your personal life, in your spiritual walk with the Lord. Do you have things in front of you? God says, I know the thoughts, and I thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, an eternal hope. I want you to understand that I have this for you. You just seek my face. Amen. Praise God. If you're discouraged this morning, well, Brother Ron, I've been praying. Listen to what the Lord is saying. I know the thoughts I have towards you. God's there. Oh, but I don't see it. I don't feel it. Don't matter. He's there. He didn't leave you. He hasn't gone on vacation. He's here. And he wants to answer. And he's saying to call on him. Seek him with all your heart. Don't be discouraged, but trust him. And maybe you that are baptized, you become mechanical. Maybe you've gotten to a point of kind of business as usual. And you know it, you don't feel that tingling, you don't feel the current of the Holy Spirit. And you keep telling yourself, I'm okay, I'm coming to church, I still love the Lord, but you don't feel it. Oh, God says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. You can have more than this. You can feel my presence. You can flow in my spirit, praise God, if you'll just call on me. Oh, God, help us this morning to feel your restoration, to feel your power. Lord, revive the church. Lord, have your way. You know, sometimes, I don't know, I think sometimes it seems like we talk about the 1938 revival. 1941, 54, 61, so on. Like that was a golden era, never to be repeated in the church. We look back at that, oh, wonder, beautiful memories. Wonder, look what God did. Has he changed? Has his power diminished? Has he used it all up? Can he not do it today? Yes. Oh my God. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Church, Why are you satisfied with so little? Oh, I want to do a great work. I want to baptize. I want to heal. I want to deliver. I want to give. I want you to see. I want you to know, to give you an expected end. I want this church to go out in the blaze of glory at the sound of the trumpet, praise God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not quiet, not no testimonies, no prayers, but in the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Lord, would you help us to get a hold of it, praise God. God's telling us, look, look what I've said. Look at the promises. Look at your own life. You shouldn't be here this morning. You had a gun pointed to your head, and you shouldn't be here. Why are you here? Because of the thoughts he thinks towards us of peace and not of evil. Halamahayahanda. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Ron, I'm discouraged. I know I'm not right. I'm trying. I'm weak. I have my ups and downs. I made some bad decisions and I'm living with them today. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Praise God. And what does he say to do? Oh, let's read it again. Praise the Lord. Then shall you call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me. And I will hearken unto you, hallelujah. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you. What a promise this morning, oh Lord. I will be found of you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Ron, I prayed for years and nothing's happening. Keep praying, keep praying. It's God's timetable, not mine or yours. And that's so hard. As humanity that we are, it's so hard to get on God's timetable. You know, I have a more appreciation when he says, my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. Oh, yes, Lord, I'm beginning to barely understand what that is all about. Praise God. I got to walk. My responsibility is to walk by faith. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep keeping our eyes on Jesus. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep loving the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. To give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Is that victory? Yes, it is. That's victory. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to come to a close. I think you get the essence of the message this morning. Do we need revival? We got to ask ourselves individually. Do I need revival? Yes, I do. I need the Holy Ghost to flow like a river. I need a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I need the power to have his way in me. I need to remember, I know the thoughts I think towards you. The God of the universe, the God who created everything by the word of his mouth. Oh, he is looking at you and me, just pitiful you and me, with such love and concern. And even in our backslidden, I saw you when you were afar off, praise God. I saw you formed in your mother's womb. I was there, it was all written in your life. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Not about judgment, not about condemnation.
We all have our faults and failures, but we look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher, because he says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Praise God. Not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Oh my God, I can't. Can you comprehend? Can you comprehend God who let his son die a cruel death on that cross to be crucified and spat upon and mocked and jeered and just terrible, terrible. If you saw the Passion of the Christ that was on television some time ago, around Easter time, I think they show it, but I could hardly stand to watch the scene where he was scourged in that area where they beat him with the whips, with the metal pieces on it, tore his flesh. And it wasn't enough to just do the back. They flipped him over, turned him over. And that was the movie. They couldn't show this, but in the real situation, he was stark naked. Nude, beat, bloody, left his home in glory, and he cares about you and me. He cares about you and me. Oh, it's so hard to come to church sometimes. I don't know. I'm so tired. You know, I can't. It's so hard. You have eternal life because of Jesus. You have eternal life because of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so, so good. If we're real honest with ourselves, if we're really honest with ourselves and look in that mirror and say, yes, Lord, there are times you should have just let me go. You should have just wiped me out. You should have put an end to my life. You know, I should be gone. But oh no. Oh no. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace. And not of evil, to give you an expected end. May the Lord just burn that in your heart. May he burn it in your heart. When you go to pray and you're trusting God and the enemy comes and it's not going to work and look, everything's going wrong and it's not, nothing's happening and God's not answering, he's not hearing. Just remember, I know the thoughts I have towards you, praise God, to give you an expected end. God's in control. The enemy says, what's that Italian? Forget about it. You know, forget about it, whatever you do. No, remember. Remember what he's done. May the Lord just encourage you this morning to draw closer to him. You're seeking the baptism, it's yours. It's yours. God says, I'm going to give it to you. It's his word. He cannot lie. We know that. He cannot lie. It's yours. Do you want it? Are you seeking it? It says, search for me with all your heart. Well, brother, that's the part we got to play. I want it, but no, I can't give this. No, Lord, it's all yours. Like the brother testified, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Amen. Totally sold out. Committed. Committed. I love that word, committed. Amen. We were talking about that the other day. I'm going to close. I shouldn't use, bear with me. There was a football coach, Alabama, was Bear Bryant. He talked about the chicken, the egg, and the bacon. And he said, chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. And there's a lot of wisdom in that kind of folksy comment, you know?
The pig gave up his life. The chicken just produced an egg, but the pig gave up his life. Are we committed this morning? Are we committed? Amen. Are we committed? Amen. Have we gotten into a comfortable Jesus Christ kind of lifestyle that fits our accommodations, that fits our lifestyle, that everything is, you know, it's good, I can handle this. But are we committed? I want to be committed. Don't you this morning? Lord, strengthen us, encourage us. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?